This is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Governor Phil Scott has signed the first bill of the session into law. It gives towns a lot of flexibility for town meeting day because of health concerns surrounding the coronavirus. Towns now have several options available, and one goal is to boost voter participation in these important local decisions. Today on the program, we'll talk to Secretary of State Jim Condos about these changes and why he feels they're needed. I'd like to welcome Secretary of State Jim Condos to the program. Secretary Condos, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Secretary Condos, town meeting day is coming up on Tuesday, March 2nd. That's less than 6 weeks away. So what are some of the concerns that this new law tries to address?
So let's back up to mid-December when we approached legislative leaders and the administration and said, look, March 2nd sounds like it's a long way off, but it really isn't because the very first deadline that appears for town meeting day was actually last week on January 14th, and that was for ballot initiatives that might be added to the ballot. This week was candidate submissions for the ballot. So we knew, and we actually had worked right through the holidays with legislative leaders, with the administration, to try to come up with a really slim, streamlined bill that would provide the necessary flexibility to the towns that would allow them to make the decisions that they need to make in order to, one, protect their citizens' voting rights, but also protect the health and safety of not only the voters, but town clerks and poll workers.
So let's look at some of the options that these towns have. One, and several towns have already taken advantage of this option, they can delay the March 2nd town meeting into some date in the future. I think there are a couple of towns in central Vermont that have moved it to April. So that's the first option they have?
That is actually at this point, probably the preferred option is for towns to move their town meeting day to a date that when we might have a better situation with COVID. So that would be the first item that would be encouraged is to actually just move the town. That also gives them, not only does it provide flexibility on the health and safety issues, but it also provides them the opportunity to review some of the other things that they may want to do, such as moving to Australian ballot and mailing those ballots to voters.
So let's say that a town decides to have their town meeting sometime in April, and as we're sneaking up on the end of March, things don't look that good. Can they delay it again till May or June?
They could. You know, that will be a lot of this. Obviously, we've never been in this kind of a situation before, Bob, the town, we've been in constant communication with the town clerks about what works, what doesn't work, and that's how this H-48 came about, was in those communications, in deciding on the parameters that we would put in place. We want to make sure we provide options, not necessarily mandates.
Now, as you mentioned, select boards in some communities that usually hold a town meeting have the option this year of saying, we're going to do our balloting by Australian vote. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that was actually part of Act 162 back in, I think it was September last year. That was one of the legislature provided two options. One was to waive candidate nominating petition signatures. The second was to allow a town legislative body to be able to vote to move to Australian ballot essentially immediately.
And do I understand that this is the authority of the local select board to make this decision?
Yes, it is.
So if there are some folks in town who don't like that, that would be a debate that would happen in front of their local select board.
That is correct. It is, this is, again, providing opportunities and options for the towns to deal with COVID.
Let's look at another option that's being used, and that is something that was used in the November election, and that's mailing ballots to all registered voters. This would be the first time that this has been used for town meeting day, isn't it?
It would be. I think they've essentially, it's only really available if you have Australian ballot, but at that point, you also have to have the ballots ready, you know, at least 20 days ahead of time for the town meeting day in order to be able to mail and then receive back. So this is an option. It's something the administration was actually pushing for to encourage more towns to use the vote by mail option. Some towns are going to use it from a request-based system, and others are going to choose to mail to all their registered voters.
So it sounds like it's a combination of what the state used during the August primary and the November election. Back in August, towns sent out postcards to folks saying, hey, don't forget, you can always vote by mail, just request a ballot. And then in November, the towns actually sent out a ballot to all registered voters.
Well, we did that centrally, but yes, that's essentially the process. And you know, the idea here is, as you know, Bob, there are many ways that town meeting occurs. If you get into some of the larger towns, it's totally by Australian ballot. You get into some of the very small towns, and it's totally by floor meetings. And then there are a bunch of towns in between that are a hybrid, that have actually a floor meeting and then have, for certain parts of the budget or certain parts of their meeting, and then have an Australian ballot for other parts. So there's many different ways, and that's kind of why we decided to go in the process of providing as many options to the towns as possible.
As you mentioned, Governor Phil Scott was very supportive of the idea of mail-in ballots for town meeting day. One of the reasons why the governor has expressed that is that he feels it will increase participation on budget items that are being faced and considered in many towns. Do you think he's right? Is this going to boost participation?
Well, we certainly saw that last fall in November with the mail-out ballots, and even with the request based system, we saw an increase. In both cases, we saw an increase of about 45,000 to 50,000 additional voters that turned out. So, yes, I would say that it does have a tendency. And what we've seen in other states that have been using vote by mail for many years, that they have seen an increase in voter participation. And that's not a bad thing at all.
Right. Let's turn to Matthew, who is calling from Hardwick. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions for Secretary Condos. The first is, how is it all, will this impact direct democracy, floor votes in town meetings across Vermont in various municipalities? And the second one is, Secretary Condos, how would this, if at all, impact fiscal budgets for local municipalities if they extend the town meeting beyond when their fiscal budget is due?
Those are two great questions, and this is all part of the issues that have to be addressed at the local level. First of all, I want to be very, very clear. The Secretary of State's office has no authority and no oversight of what happens on town meeting day. That is, we only provide guidance to the towns to make sure they're following the law as it's written. Secondly, as far as the issue of direct democracy, we're in a pandemic situation here, and we have to, if a town decides they want to have a floor vote or a floor meeting, then they have to follow the guidelines that are set by the administration for social distancing, for masking, for other PPE like hand sanitizer, wipes, to protect people. So these are all the factors that have to be considered. And as far as budgets, we already know that some towns have calendar year budgets and some towns have fiscal year budgets. and the towns are just going to have to adjust from there.
Matthew, thanks very much for your phone call. Secretary Kondos, based on the experience that the state had in the November election, do you feel confident that mail-in voting is a safe and secure way for people to cast their ballots?
Absolutely. We showed that it was safe and secure, that it was simple, that voters embraced it. I mean, when you think about not only did we have an increase in voter turnout, but we had 75% of those voters actually used vote by mail. So the Vermonters around the state embraced it, and I think that you will find that those numbers are comparable to what we saw in other states as well.
One last option towns have, I think, is they can do drive-through voting. Is that right?
Yes, they can. You might remember, Bob, that last summer we tweeted out a picture of someone who showed up at a drive-up voting tent on a horse. So it was very successful. I know some of the larger towns, in fact. I believe Williston was one town that set it up, and I know that Barrie City did as well. Barrie City used their hockey rink where you would drive in one end of the rink and out the other end, and in the middle you would vote. So there are many ways that it can be accomplished, and what we're trying to do is just provide the options so that they can do the things that are necessary so that they can have a safe approach to conducting their local election.
Well, there certainly are some potentially big changes in local voting on town meeting day this year. Secretary of State Jim Kondos, many thanks for outlining these options for us today.
You're quite welcome. And I do want to add that it's, again, that it's about flexibility, but it's also about protecting our citizens from this dreadful pandemic that we're under.
Secretary Kondos, thanks very much.